You're listening to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And it's just us two again tonight.
It is.
But we got some really, really awesome beers lined up.
I am really, really hoping so.
Oh, you're really, really going to be surprised.
I know I'm going to be surprised, Danny, because when you choose beer, I know it's going to be a ride of a lifetime.
It's
especially on days when it's just you and me.
Exactly. And this in particular, these guys are Blood Brothers, one of our favorites in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yes.
Last week, they had a beer fest called Over the Tap.
And we weren't invited?
I know, right? Those bastards. So the Over the Tap, basically, it consisted of, I think it was 12 beers or 14 beers that they did collaborations with other breweries.
Okay.
So each beer is basically them in a collaboration with another brewery.
It must have been even better than what they regularly come out with.
Yeah, because these beers sell out quick. They're probably like they
on spot. Like
yeah,
whatever they have is.
I got what I could.
But all right, can I get 2 24 packs? Sorry, we only have 13 left. What?
Yeah, there was by the time I was able to get some, which was the day of them going live, like maybe about 5 minutes after they went live to sell, they were already like I think a 30% sold out or something like that. So
for beer. This is amazing. Better than hockey tickets, Leaf tickets, basketball tickets, anything.
Really. Well, I mean, it tastes better.
Amazing. What have we got up first,
Danny? I don't know about you, but tasting a basketball, it's just not the same.
I know. Beer, of course.
But
what do we got up first? An IPA, Danny?
No, we're going to go with the smoothie sour this time.
Smoothie sours. Guys, we haven't had one of these on the podcast in a while.
It's been a while. This guy, so the whole theme is based on 80s and 90s villains or action heroes.
Action heroes, correct.
So this one is Lo Pan. So for those that are old enough to remember Big Trouble in Little China, you've got on one side a picture of Lo Pan's face. And
In black and white,
yeah.
And gold, a little bit.
Yeah, gold. I mean, he's got a little bit of gold on his hat.
Yeah.
But he's wearing his hat. His hands are basically touching his face. I can't remember what part of the movie it is, but it's definitely a screenshot from the movie. Mm-hmm. And the other side says Over the Tap. This is number 5, so he has the 5th beer in that lineup.
Sweet.
It's a smoothie sour with mango, strawberry, and strawberry soft serve. Yeah. And it's 6% alcohol. And
no words.
Yeah, just mango and strawberry ice cream and strawberry.
Thankfully, it's both of us, Danny, so we get to share this fabulous beer.
Yeah, I know. Nobody else gets to drink
it. It's amazing.
It's great.
Lo Pan, I can't. They come up with the nicest stuff. They came up with the funkiest, most out-of-the-box kind of design works.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's fantastic. I mean, every label is similar because it'll have Over the Tap on the one side with the description of the beer.
It has the same template.
Yeah,
but
it's exactly.
The design work is the only thing that's swapped out.
It's white and it's got black letters. It says Lo Pan in big letters. It says Over the Tap, which is kind of like gold. But everything's like that. And the other side is a picture of the action hero or the action villain.
Sweet.
So they've got quite a few. They've, Hans Gruber. They've got Ripley from Aliens.
Don't give it all up, Danny.
Okay. I don't know what I got.
I don't know exactly. You might be showcasing something.
Never mind. Yeah, true. Right? True. Oh, yeah. That's not giving it away.
Hold the caboose.
Hold everybody in suspense.
Yes, for now.
Okay. So I just kind of partly opened this just to kind of air out the can. I'm already getting a huge whiff of strawberry.
Yep.
So I can't wait to pour this, but let's just quickly rate the label. All the labels are going to be the same for me in terms of rating-wise. I think they're 9 out of 10. They're pretty awesome.
If this is going to continue on with the design work ongoingly, and this is number 5 only, it's going to be a 9.5 for me out of 10.
All right.
Hands down, because this is, they put some really good thought into the design work.
Yeah, it's really wicked. Really well done.
These guys must be coming out with shit every day, thinking shit up.
It's quite possible.
And people behind them thinking shit up.
Whoever's doing it, they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, guys, keep it up over there.
So, like a smoothie sour pours nice and thick and thick and smooth. For those watching, you can see the picture of Lo Pan there. I'm going to turn it around so you can actually just read the can.
Wow, that's strawberry.
Yeah, it's all I smell. It smells like
the majority of it is strawberry.
Yeah, I get a little bit like a mango after, but like most of it's all strawberry. Yeah. It smells fantastic, though.
Just on the smell is probably a 9.5 easily. Like, wow.
Let's just drink this. Oh, wow.
It's not a damn beer, guys. This is a friggin'...
That's a strawberry smoothie.
It's like a friggin'... Yeah, literally a smoothie. It's like a juice almost.
Now, smoothie sours are very thick. You can also make them into slush if you wanted. You can drink them as we're drinking now. The trick is you got to drink them quickly. You don't age them, and they can't get warm because what happens is the yeast starts to eat the unfermented fruit in the can, and it can cause it to explode.
Don't do that. Just drink it. It's way better.
Yeah, just drink it. This is fantastic. I'm giving this a 9 out of 10.
9.5, guys. 9.5. This is bombastic.
Yeah.
Wow. Like I don't even know what to tell you. You feed this to anybody, you drop this down at any party, anywhere, anywhere.
You can hammer this whole
I'm 99% thing. Sure most of the people couldn't tell that this is beer.
No,
they might. Somebody might say, "Oh, there's alcohol in it," but they wouldn't know it's beer specifically.
Nope, not at all.
The quality of what this is beyond what I can comprehend half the time. It's just like you're drinking something, thinking, "Wow, it's beer."
It's beer, but it's not beer.
These guys did a phenomenal job. Good job, Blood Brothers, like usual. I mean, you never let us down, so 9.5 is well deserving.
Definitely, and for those that might be interested, excuse me, I was about to try to hold in my burp there. Hopefully nobody heard that. For those that are interested and they're in the Toronto or at least in the Ontario, province of Ontario, you can order these guys online. They deliver, I believe it's like $10 flat shipping. That's not within the or outside of the greater Toronto area or Toronto. Within, I think it's like you pay $50 and you get free shipping. So, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I mean, guys, if you're going to grab at least I'd say about 12 of them.
Yeah, then you're
shot. You're pretty much good. You're good.
So or if you want to make the trip, check out the brewery itself. It's really awesome. They got a wicked merch shop, bottle shop, and
amazing beer.
Amazing beer with a kitchen that currently they rotate every once in a while. Currently, I think it's all barbecue. So for those that like barbecue meats, do it up.
Go for it, guys. Blood Brothers, you can't go wrong with. It's been our top tier company of preferred drinking for a while now, as well as a few others, but I mean these guys are
definitely
up
there. My top five,
yeah, hands down.
So really, really good. Okay, we're gonna move along to our snack now.
Oh man, I don't know if that's gonna do justice to anything after this.
No, I have no idea.
What do we got, Danny?
Well, we're gonna go with a little bit more
sweet.
Keep
okay.
up the sweetness from the fruit. We're gonna go with sweetness with this chocolate bar that I got here from Australia.
Shit. Okay,
this is a here? Cadbury Twirl breakaway. It's cookie dough flavor.
Cookie dough twirl. Okay.
Twirl, yeah. It's almost,
it almost looks like a Twix, no?
Yeah, it feels like a Twix. It's like two big sticks in there.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's like 32 grams in terms of the amount. And I'm guessing it's going to be chocolate with cookie dough. And I'm probably going to say it's probably got a cookie, too. It could be their version of what Twix is. But it's got the classic Cadbury purple on half of it. It says twirl on kind of like a yellowish orange kind of color. Then breakaway cookie dough, breakaway is like similar color, and it looks like it's got a cookie in the background. I'm not sure
it
if that
does.
Yeah, the cookie looks like a bite's taken out of it, and it just has cookie dough flavor underneath. Pretty neat packaging. I'd give us an 8.
7.5.
7.5?
Yeah, okay. Usually Cadbury's always done a phenomenal job. This one looks like they kind of...
You think?
Didn't do the best of jobs.
Well, I mean, you gotta know what twirl is, but you can see it there. Like, I mean, and you see the cookie dough. For me, I think it's all right. I think it does.
Okay. It's okay. It's 7.5.
7.5. Okay, well...
Too bad Cadbury on this one.
I'm going to open it up and hopefully the taste is better than your 7.5 rating.
I can just imagine it's going to be amazing. Cadbury's always, again, it's consistent.
Do you want to split half a stick or you want to stick to yourself?
Nah, just split that. Just break a half for yourself and I'll grab the next one.
There you go.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so it looks like it's got cookie dough filling in the center.
Okay.
And on the top and bottom, it looks like it's a wafer of sorts. I'm not sure, but it's a... Give it a shot and see if it's any good.
Interesting, guys. Nice.
Not bad. Different.
Not too much chocolate?
No.
But the cookie dough is not like...
It's not overpowering at all.
It's not overpowering.
No.
So you still taste the chocolate and have that bit of cookie dough right in between the wafer.
Yeah, it looks like it's chocolate wafers on the top and bottom. So I'm getting like the cookie dough and a little bit of chocolate, and then I get that chocolate wafer finish.
And it's really light. It's light. Just the chocolate is the heavy part, but other than that, everything else is like really, really light.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, for a small little size like that, that's probably a perfect thing. Two little sticks like that, and away you go.
Good snack.
Yeah, I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going with the same.
Yeah, it's That was good. That was kind of unexpected, but expected. Because, again, it's Cadbury, but what can you do?
Yeah.
Half the time, Cadbury comes up with all funky kind of stuff because they just have to come up with shit.
I just wish the Cadbury in Canada was just as good, because I find that Cadbury everywhere else outside of our country is better. I don't know. We'll have to see how the other ones go, but so far it's a good streak that they got going, so.
Hey, Cadbury's world-renowned, so.
Yeah, it is true. It's fantastic chocolate.
What's up next, buddy?
So.
Another, obviously,
yep.
Dope-ass beer. But this one's the number 6 over the tap.
Yes.
It's called... You switched it up.
Yeah,
I switched it up.
Sorry, I grabbed the wrong one.
Good thing I didn't say the name. This is going to be the shit, guys, because you know who's on the damn can?
This one's called Chuck. So guess who's on the can? Of course, Mr. Chuck Norris. He's doing his sidekick, and he's kicking some guy in the groin, and he's flying out. Yeah, Enter the Dragon. Oh, it's Enter the Dragon. My bad.
I think so.
Jesus, maybe it is. No.
No, it's not. Something else.
I don't know. Maybe I can't tell. It might be Bruce Lee, but it's called Chuck. So unless that's Chuck getting kicked.
Hey, Chuck Norris. You know the Chuck Norris stuff.
Yeah. not sure, but this one is in collaboration with Brewski and Blood Brothers. It's, like I said, called Chuck. It's 8%. It's an oat cream double IPA. And it's made with peaches.
Interesting. Okay, that's different.
And 1019, which I'm assuming is a specific type of hop.
Okay. The percentage, sorry?
8.
What? 8?
Yep.
Chuck Norris, 8.
So, yeah, this one, he's kicking somebody basically in the groin. The guy's kind of flying in midair. They look like they're in front of a motel or something. I don't know what that is. And you got, like, this crazy dot, which I'm going to say it's like a sun in the background.
That's what I would assume.
So, pretty cool label again.
It's a picture right out of a movie.
Yep,
I'm not sure which one, but
if there was a little more detail on the face, because the face is a little bit more dark,
yeah,
than the last one, I'm still gonna give this a 9 out of 10, though. I still like this. It's a good label,
guys. It's a Chuck Norris beer. It's a Chuck beer. It's a 9.5.
Yeah, that's true. You can't, it's Chuck.
It's Chuck.
this one's number 2 in the series, by the way, that they had.
Number 2?
Yeah. And for those that are lactose intolerant.
Who's number 1, Superman?
Probably. For those that are lactose intolerant, you might not want to drink this because it does contain lactose. Just a heads up.
Okay.
If you purchased it. If not, well, then you don't have to worry about it.
Easy enough.
So let's get this open and see what this one is going to be like.
This is going to be Norris Stout. I want to see what Chuck signed off on.
All right, so it's a hazy yellow double IPA.
It's a nice hazy.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a interesting color, the yellowness. I'm getting the smell of peaches right off the bat.
Very, very bright beer, peached out.
Is it? Oh yeah, you get the peaches, and I get the citrus from the hops.
Yeah, it's nice. Peaches, I'm not so fond of in beer all the time, but this is probably gonna make me change my mind.
It doesn't. I don't think it's gonna be very. I think it's going to be more subtle than anything.
It's nice.
Just because hops do give a stone fruit flavor.
Yep.
And so this might be pretty similar.
I gotcha.
Except it's an actual peach. But nonetheless.
Cheers.
Let's try it. Cheers.
Oh, it's peachy. It's peachy. It's fucking peachy. Like peached.
I might tell you, but I like it. I think it's good.
I'm not the most fond of this again, but it's a Chuck Norris beer. And the Chuck Norris beer, you have to respect that shit.
It's for me, it's smooth. It's not bitter at all.
I know he's kicking someone in the rib cage, and like the guy's going flying back in this movie scene on the can. This is not giving me that impact at the moment.
It doesn't taste like 8%. To me, it tastes like a little bit lighter. I do get the peach, but I'm not getting like a crazy amount. It's just kind of like constant in the background.
Yes.
With the taste of the beer. But not a bitter aftertaste at all. Like, I mean, if you gave this to somebody who's not a big fan of bitter beer, I don't think they would complain.
No, but then they would have to be, not make sure that they can eat lactose.
Well, yeah, as long as they're okay with lactose, obviously.
If they're not okay, then you have another problem, right?
Yeah. Just don't tell them it's 8%, and then when they're all drunk, you can laugh at them.
Just don't tell them anything.
Drink this.
Just that's it, guys. Don't think, just drink.
I'm enjoying it. I'm going to give this an 8.5.
Dan, this is going to be a tough one because Chuck is telling me.
Chuck's telling me if you don't give him a good rating, he's going to roundhouse kick your face.
Yeah, literally. I'm going to be that guy right there he's kicking. So this is going to be an 8.3. 8.32, okay?
That's it, Chuck. 8.32? Okay.
8.32, yes.
I think Chuck might approve of that, hopefully.
Chuck, not bad.
Great. This is a good beer. It's really good. It's a good IPA. It's a little different.
Yeah, different.
But I'm definitely enjoying it.
I don't know why the peaches with Chuck, but whatever it is, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
That's definitely, for me, it's highly drinkable. So, all right. Let's move on to our second snack.
All right, let's do this. What do we have? Something, this one's no more chocolates, right?
No, it's a popular snack from the UK. It's made by Walkers.
Walkers? They are good friends over there.
Yeah, it's true, eh? They're Monster Munch.
Monster Munch.
Yeah, we had these before in the past, and yeah, they're a popular snack in the UK there. They basically look like paws, or like monster paws, I guess, or...
Literally, yep, monster paws. Monster and Munch paws.
I believe, yeah, it's a corn snack. It's flavor. It's a baked flavored corn snack. This one's a roast beef. The label's all yellow. It says Monster Munch, Monsters in green, Munches in red. It's got the monster smiling, and inside are the chips or the snacks. Yeah. This is a grab bag, but still 40 grams for a grab bag. It's pretty good. It gets the point across. You know exactly what you're looking at. I would say 7.5.
Yeah, that's it's a good label. Name's good. All that's good, but... Again, this is like, would I grab that? I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, you kind of got to know what Monster Munch is, I guess, right?
I guess, yeah. 7.3.
Okay, all right.
7.3.
7.3 is not terrible.
It's not the worst.
I'll let it go.
I think the taste is going to flip that number a bit.
Hopefully. Yeah, these guys are pretty big, too. Like, they're almost like three-dimensional. They're
actual paws.
Yeah.
Shit,
they're not flat. They're thick. They're like maybe about an inch.
Holy shit, guys! This is not a chip. This is like a. It's a way bigger than a chip. Plucked straight from the roast beef breast, and it's roast beef flavor, guys. Just so you know. Let's try this shit.
Not sure I'm tasting roast beef, but not bad. It's
The roast beef is what it is. It's like that flavor.
It's got that flavor, but it's almost tastes like more like the roast beef rub or the seasoning on the roast beef. You know what I mean?
Nothing. Yeah.
Not so much the roast beef.
I don't know. This is different. It's a cool, crunchy snack. I don't even know how to explain this. It's like imagine you had something in almost like a dough and you fried it and it became like big and poofy and crunchy. And then they just seasoned it, but they did it properly.
Yeah, they did.
It's nice and soft. And you crunch into it soft, and it kind of just disintegrates, and you get mainly just the taste.
Yeah, it kind of just, it's a...
Different.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, like a Cheeto, but no cheese. You got that...
But big, guys, big.
Yeah, they're really big. It's almost like a two-bite, you know, like those two-bite brownies. Yeah,
exactly.
About the same size.
This thing is, it's a little weird. So, on this hand, I would give it a 7. Because it's like, it's a hit or miss. I know I wouldn't grab this back in the store for sure. But maybe on a different flavor, it might taste better.
Yeah, we had like a spicy, I don't know if it's a spicy barbecue. It was a spicy type of flavor.
Gotcha.
And it was very tasty. This one's
a little bit, I don't know. I can't really tell. That's why it's a 7.
Yeah, I'm going with a 7.5 on it. It's not bad. I would still eat it, but I might not go out of my way to buy it. But if I went to somebody's house and they're like, hey, you want some chips? And they gave me this, I'm like, okay, whatever. It's cool.
Well, I mean, you're not going to go there and say, no, thank you.
Well, yeah, I probably would. I'd be that kid. I would be that asshole.
You'd look at it, grab a chip, try it, and be like, that's enough for me.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to cut down. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on a diet. Sorry.
Exactly.
Easiest way out of most stuff.
Yeah, or you just say, look, you know, my ass is way too fat in my pants.
Sorry, guys, I'm lactose intolerant. They'll be like, there's no lactose in it. They'll be like, exactly, I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah, that works. That works. It. Yeah, no, totally.
That's it. Everyone will understand. You know what I'm saying? They'll look at you with a confused face and you just say, duh. That's it.
No, it's,
don't
it's,
turn around. Just be like, oh, this guy's an idiot. And just keep doing their thing. And then that's it forevermore. Danny, what's up next?
All right, final beer of the evening.
Boom, boom, boom. Blood Brothers.
Blood Brothers over the top as well as like I was mentioned before.
And guys, this is probably going to be the kick-ass, the next biggest kick-ass beer after.
Yes, the truck. This one, there's a reason why I put it down and grabbed the other one. I'll tell you in a second.
So,
but
this guy is super popular. If you guys know anything about anything, especially about old school movies.
Yes.
The best Christmas movie in the world.
Yes, I was going to say, for those that
it's not really a Christmas movie.
Yes. For those that say it is, this one's based on Hans Gruber, Die Hard.
Hans.
This is a collaboration with Town Brewery.
Hans.
Hans. Good old Hans. And it's...
His hair and all.
Yeah, here's what we see. Let's see what's on the back there. Yeah, so it's a picture of... That's a screenshot, I think, like when he's got his gun. He's pointing his gun, and I'm guessing it's pointing at Bruce Willis. And he's still in his suit and tie. Yep. And his hair's not all messed up yet, so this is probably like somewhere early in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's holding it up against, some of the hostages or maybe his wife.
Yeah, maybe.
At that point, trying to talk is at that point. Yeah, but it's an iconic picture of him. Of him, and I mean, if you see that and you know what we're talking about on Bruce Willis Die Hard, obviously you're going to be like, oh, shit.
It's actually really cool. Like, it's kind of like...
It's almost like the Pulp Fiction kind of...
Yeah, like, exactly. It totally reminds me of a Pulp Fiction shot. And the way they did it, they got like one weird gold stripe going across his face. It's just very abstract in the background. So again, black and white as usual, like it's the other ones.
Over the top look.
Yeah, it's got the over the top. And again, over the top here, it's a hazy triple IPA. It's 10% alcohol. Hence why I waited. This has white grape juice, and then it's mixed with the hops that are Motueka, Ruwaka, and Nelson Sauvin hops. So Nelson Sauvin hops are very tasty. So this might be a very good triple IPA, and I'm kind of excited.
All right, guys. If I understood any of that, what he just said, I would let you know, but I have no clue. I'm just really hoping that's going to taste good. Quality on the overall label, again, 9.5.
This one's a 9.5 for me.
No, I'm going to give it a 9.65 just because it is that much better than the last two.
Yeah, this is definitely. I'm giving this a 9.5. I'm going up half of Hans rules.
Hans, it's a good one.
Again, you got the white, you have Hans with black, you have the over the top logo. I mean, it's really, really cool. And I mean, like I said, looking at these hops, I know it's going to be juicy. So we'll see what happens.
It's triple IPA. I mean, 10%. How are we going to? You can't go wrong.
I hope we don't.
I know we're not going to go wrong.
No, let's open up and see what happens.
This is going to be hazy as hell.
It should be.
This is going to be hazy, triple IPA.
If it's not hazy, we're going to have problems.
I think this is going to be the thing that we're going to finish right as soon as this podcast is done. This is going to be like
a hazy yellow, similar to the other one, but a little bit more hazy. But it is yellowish.
It's actually quite hazy.
Yeah, it's a lot more. Yeah, definitely a lot more hazy. So for those watching again, if you're watching on YouTube, by the way, please like and subscribe. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
If you are following us on Spotify, Apple Music, keep following us. We really appreciate it. And for those, like I said, watching, that's what the can looks like. Pretty awesome, eh? All right. Let's take a sniff.
It's serious.
Wow, yeah. I get a little bit of the grape. I get a little bit of almost like a melon kind of smell, too.
That smell, you know you're going to get your ass kicked.
This smells like a juicy IPA. You definitely get citrus flavor. Smells, I get some stone fruit. I'm getting a little bit of melon, I think. Yeah, kind of, but mixed with the grape. I'm excited.
Excited.
Can't wait. Let's just do it. Don't talk. Drink. That is one smooth triple IPA.
Yeah, that initial note as soon as you drink it is amazing, and then something happens and then it just dies off and it still like just lingers.
Yeah, but it's like it's still highly drinkable for sure. Like, it's not...
Do you taste your mouth right now after? It's like...
Yeah, I can taste it still in there.
It's like almost like a coating. Like, it just like left a really nice taste in your mouth. Very unexpected. Nothing like what I've had before.
And you get a nice sweet, like, right before it dies out, it hits you with a bit of sweetness.
Dan, what was all that nonsense you were talking about? What's in the beer?
The hops?
Yeah, that other stuff. That is just the hops?
Yeah,
those are the hops. Oh, okay. Because I thought this was going to be something.
It's white grape juice and the hops.
That's it?
Yep.
So it's grape juice. Damn, kick ass. Again, like, this is not beer, but this kind of has that boozy little bit of a taste.
Kind of. I don't taste the booze so much more because it's sweet, but excuse me. Mm-hmm. This is very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I'm used to it. I don't know. I like it.
Kick ass. Hans Gruber.
Hans gets, for me, for a triple IPA, Hans is getting a 9.2.
9.5, guys.
Look at that.
Fuck, this is good. This has another taste in it. I can't even put my finger on, but it just... as a nice
combination of the hops and the grape juice.
That's
for
what
sure.
It has to be the hops, because like, what else has a flavor like that? It must be the hops.
Yeah, it's the combination that's giving off that. So you get the juiciness, but it's like a sweet, and then you kind of have like that, you know, the regular, you know, tastes like a typical IPA, but mixed with all the other stuff. This is really good.
It's totally different, guys. Like, I haven't had a triple IPA like this.
Not similar
like this at all.
Not in recent memory, no way.
This is totally different, but hey. Really? Thank God for Blood Brothers, and hopefully they keep coming out with a lot more stuff, and I know they will be, but we'll keep featuring them as long as they keep coming out with amazing collaborations as well as series of beers and so on.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep featuring them, and like I said before, if you subscribe, the bonus is you'll get all the most recent episodes, and you'll be notified when new ones come out, so that'll be a great thing because, yeah, we definitely got to feature more of these guys as they come along, but we feature so much from the past, like, I mean, at the same time. Doesn't really matter.
I mean, they could have their own podcast just talking about their own beers ongoingly, but we'll do it for them.
Well, we definitely will. But again, Blood Brothers has outdone themselves for another year over the top. Fantastic. I look forward to next year's batch. But in the meantime, we're going to wrap things up, finish off these fantastic beers. I want to wish you happy drinking. Have yourself a beer and hopefully you enjoy it. And if you don't, well, then go buy another one and make sure it's good.
Fantastic, guys. You guys have a good night and stay frosty.